Well, for some of us, the last few months may have felt almost like a bit of a hibernation, and with a lack of activity, maybe a few extra COVID kilos have crept on. Transformational wellness coach Sally Thibault says that getting back into shape and releasing some of the extra weight can be really simple and, most importantly for most of us, time efficient too, with a program that she's developed called the 2 and 20 Principle. And Sally joins me now with some details. Great to be chatting with you, Sally.
Oh, thanks for having me, Tim.
How important is each of the role of diet and exercise? And I'm going to explain that. For example, do we really need exercise to lose weight if we're restricting our calories? Or on the flip side, you know, do we need to be that strict with our diet if we're going to be exercising enough to burn off excess calories, for example? What are your thoughts around those?
Well, interestingly enough, exercise only makes up about 10% of weight loss. So you think in terms of exercise, I like to think in terms of releasing stress, having more endorphins in the brain that makes you feel better. And when you have more energy and you feel better by releasing the stress, you simply make better choices. You know, if you've been exercising, coming, you're feeling really good, you kind of think, I don't want to ruin this feeling. What can I eat right now that's really going to fuel my body rather than, you know, trying to restrict it? But, you know, all the latest research has shown we don't need intense exercise because, as I said, it makes up 10% of weight loss anyway.
Sally, tell us a bit more about this program you've designed that's apparently really simple and time effective.
So based on most of the research which talks about now, that when you're exercising, to add the intensity, you simply need to add 20-second bursts of high-intensity exercise and getting your heartbeat pounding, and that's all you need. So if you want to do a 20-minute workout every day, that's probably all you need, and have two 20-second bursts of high-intensity exercise for 20 seconds, is as good for you as doing an hour of intensive exercise. There's been even more research that you can even cut that down to two lots of 10 minutes twice a day. 10 minutes exercise, add one or two what we call high-intensity interval training to that, and that's as good as doing an intense one-hour full of exercise. So as simple as we can make it, and that's what the 2 and 20 principle is all about, making it simple, something you can stick to.
Now, talking of two, let's talk about 2 days a week of intermittent fasting. Tell us the benefits of that.
Yeah, really amazing science that's coming out about intermittent fasting now. And the one I like particularly following is what we call the 16-8 protocol. And that simply means that you fast for 16 hours and eat for a window. All right, so finish dinner at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock at night, and then you wait 16 hours, which usually means skipping breakfast, and just have lunch. Now, research coming out about that is really interesting because it's not just about weight. In fact, I think it shouldn't be about that. But there's all sorts of research about people's energy increasing, focus increasing. It can impact on blood pressure and heart disease. And it's simply a way, my husband describes it beautifully, it's like you give your body a time to rest from eating.
Now, we know that the time of day that we eat is important too, and eating too much at night isn't a good thing. But you've got some other thoughts around our evening meal.
Yeah, well, one of them is make sure you have two times the amount of vegetables on your plate to protein. And this is really important right now that you're increasing your vegetable intake for the antioxidants. We need to really boost our immune system as we go into winter with everything that's going on. So you think in terms of, okay, I have my protein on my plate, but I'm going to have two times the amount of vegetables. That slows it down. And as I said, you're increasing your antioxidants. And then the last one, and this is the one I see amazingly, I work with a lot of clients who want to release the weight that no longer serves them, is most people eat too fast. And so by slowing down, taking 20 minutes to eat your meal, allows the fullness hormone, leptin, to kind of kick into place. And when you do that, it just helps you digest food a lot easily, and that can really help with the whole process, which registers your fullness, takes over, and you can slow down the amount you eat.
All right. Some very simple principles there from life coach, author, and speaker Sally Thibault about losing some weight, getting back into shape, and you can find more information online at Sally's website, sallythibault.com.au, sallythibault.com.au. Sally, thank you for your time. Some great suggestions there. We will talk to you again soon.